can't mean that. You were Princess Twilight's assistant, her friend, her advisor. You were basically family. Ask yourself, what would she or any of her friends think or say if they saw you acting like this?
I don't know what she or the others would say. They're gone, so I am the last of that generation. And I'm sorry, but I have far more experience and knowledge than a few hipsters who take one look and think they know how the world works. I am ancient. I was there to witness the ascension of Princess Twilight. I have seen and done so many things throughout the ages. I have seen empires grow, prosper, and crumble. Each of the elements, each was just as promising as the last. They're all gone now. Tell me, little pony, why should I care what happens to your generation's attempt at reunification? Why should I bother? There have been countless ponies who have sought me out over the last 1,000 moons, who have said they would be able to restore the glory of a unified Equestria of old. Oh, we're naive.
We've come so far. We have to try.
It always ends the same, little one. The Earth ponies fail to realize their magic is the foundation, the most powerful. But it's not so easily seen, and that's those either aspirations of empire in the Pegasi or fear and paranoia among the Earthlings. The great unicorns are naturally drawn to solitude to study. The more powerful they are, the more likely they are to become hermits and not even care what happens to their tribe. And so, when war inevitably comes, they always suffer the most. I have no interest in seeing more death. The land has returned to its feral state. Look at your flank, little one. The ley lines are broken. Ponies don't even bear tomb marks anymore. You will never make it to the center of the Everfree. Your magic is too weak. It is for the best.
Ley lines? The Everfree?
Without the ley lines, pony magic is only half as strong, and its range limited. Earthlings can't grow bountiful crops. Unicorns can't teleport far or evoke the greater arcane. Pegasi can't control the weather. With them broken, your population is stunted, and the world is spared your failures in governance. And the cloud of ponies that tended them is long perished. Mulder's quarry is glaciated.
And what is the Everfree?
What a pathetic state you ponies have rendered yourselves, burning all your books to keep warm when the weather ghost came to call. My last great mistake was driving them off and sparing the extinction of your kind, when it was clear the lessons of the past had been forgotten, and I will come proud of my heir anymore. Your ancestors have left you with no choice but to relearn your place and re-explore the world, and I'm done cleaning up the messes of ponies. Be gone!
But...
Leave me now. Your presence here brings me no peace or comfort. What you seek no longer exists. And to attempt it, well, bear witness to me, the fruits of what you search for.
What I see is an old sad excuse for a dragon. The legend said you were supposed to be strong, that you carried the torch for your friends and the ideals they all shared together. You were supposed to help us!
My friends have long since passed, along with their ideals. Should you be the one to ruin the teachings of all, then so be it. But it will not be by my claw that the tribes are reunited. I am tired. Let me rest.
Maybe I was wrong to come here. Fine. If you won't help, then I'll do it. With these hooves, I shall unite the tribes and bring back the magic of friendship. Do you hear me? I will!